It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A five-alarm fire destroyed the Sandsfield Highway Department headquarters, leaving the town defenseless on the roads as another winter storm might possibly approach this week. This weekend, the Sandsfield firefighters found the building engulfed in flames, the fire chief, Ralph Morrison, saying that the building was occupied just 10 minutes before the fire broke out. The superintendent didn't notice anything unusual when he locked up. Emergency crews from Otis, Monterey, Tolland, and Hinsdale were called to the scene to assist local firefighters. Four highway department trucks were lost in that fire, according to Morrison. One truck was brand new and cost up to $190,000. Morrison said tankers were a big help in the fight because the river was close by and there was a shortage of water supply. Nobody was injured in that fire. The cause of the five-alarm blaze now remains unknown. A major problem to the town? Well, they are left with no snow removal equipment and is a couple of chances for snow coming up this week. According to Sandsfield Highway Superintendent, Road Superintendent Bobby O'Brien, they're planning to meet with state officials this morning. O'Brien said the town has reached out to surrounding communities for help. Six Democratic hopefuls are now gearing up for the chance to challenge Republican U.S. Representative John Faso next year to represent the 19th Congressional District in New York. They're laying out their platforms for voters in a range of topics from sexual harassment and funding for higher education to the environment and opioid addiction. Seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Faso are Jeff Beals of Woodstock, Dave Clegg of Woodstock, Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck, Brian Flynn of Hunter, Garth Rhodes of Kerhunkson, and Pat Ryan of Gardner. The Democrats were center stage at a forum last Wednesday at the State University of New York at New Paltz. In Norfolk, Connecticut, their new park, City Meadow Park, which is an addition to the town's new nature spot, is open to the public. The mini nature preserve in the center of town has been almost 10 years in the making, covering a five-acre parcel once known as Battelle's Meadow into a welcoming vista for visitors. In a story in the Republican American, Norfolk won a $500,000 Main Street grant from the state. The remainder of the $600,000 cost was covered by private donations. It offers natural landscaping, fully accessible footpaths, a boardwalk through the wetlands, and a pond for fishing in the summer, and ice skating during winter months. Kent Social Service is seeking donations to help complete 30 holiday food baskets. Following items are needed: whole chickens, turkey and chicken stuffing mix, baking mixes, turkey and chicken gravy, microwave popcorn, pasta and pasta sauce, hot chocolate mix, and holiday sweets. Donations of $25 Davis IGA gift cards are also appreciated. You can drop them off at Town Hall before December 20th. For more information, contact Leah at 860-927-1586. Well, if it's Monday, it must mean the community supper going on, put on by Berkshire South Regional Community Center from 5 till 6 p.m. tonight, 15 Chrissy Road in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The annual election of the Wasaic Fire District will take place December 12th between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the firehouse located at 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic for the purpose of electing one commissioner for a five-year term commencing January 1st and ending December 31st, 2022. And to elect one commissioner for a two-year term commencing on January 1st. All residents of the fire district duly registered with the Dutchess County Board of Elections as of November 20th shall be eligible to vote. The Housatonic Camera Club meeting on December 12th at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons Cobble Community Room. Work in progress with Speaker Ted Roth. It's free and open to the public. December 15th through the 17th, Great Barrington Delightful and Delectable Holiday Market, the Great Barrington Arts Market, a holiday sale of local handmade gifts and treats, St. James Place. The preview December 15th from 5 to 8. Weekend hours will be December 16th from 10 to 6 and December 17th from 10 until 4. Chatham's annual Winterfest event will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of activities and events on the web, visit chathamny.com. Germantown Christmas at Claremont Open House. You can explore the mansion at your leisure. Enjoy the holiday decorations. This is December 16th. And cookies will be available and cider to people that enter the visitor center that runs from 11 till 4. December 16th in Sharon, Darren Winston Bookseller has a holiday pop-up with Norfolk Gifts and Accessories retailer Azure, featuring a wide selection of affordable jewelry, clothing, homeware, and more from 11 till 5. On Saturday the 16th at 2, the Sharon Historical Society Museum will welcome William Hostley for American Chairs of History, picture show, and lecture. Now, the chair exhibit will be on view that day from 10 until 4 p.m. More information, 860-364-5688. The Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band, an eight-piece jazz ensemble directed by Dylan Vatican, will perform songs from the 1965 television special A Charlie Brown Christmas on Saturday. Doors open at 6. The hour-long performance begins at 6:30 at the Center on Main in Falls Village. It's a free event, but donations will be appreciated. Refreshments will be available for sale. December 16th, Hillsdale General Store Home Chef James Beard Award-winning cookbook author Sarah Owens will present the next in her series of dinners titled By Hand, preparing a meal starting with appetizers and botanical cocktails based on legally foraged ingredients. The menu will be built around fresh local lamb with side dishes suited to the season, paired with wine. It begins at 6:30. Contact Hillsdale General Store for more information. Trixie Strauss' Christmas Bird Count is scheduled for Sunday the 17th. It begins at 12 midnight. The count area is a 15-mile circus with its center at Hotchkiss School, taking some of the good birding in areas in Sharon, Salisbury, at Falls Village, Amenia, and Northeast. Then at approximately 5 p.m., teams congregate at the Sharon Audubon Center to turn in their data. More information, 860-364-0520. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their exhibition featuring works of the Guild of Berkshire Artists December 7th through the 29th at the Landhart Galleries located at the Garden's Center House, 5 West Stockbridge Road in Massachusetts. More than 70 images of botanical art and landscapes, including photography, watercolors, prints, oil on canvas, and ceramics. A gallery reception is scheduled for Sunday, December 17th from 2 until 5. December 17th, Annandale on Hudson at Bard College. Grammy Award-winning vocalist Cecile McLaurin Salvant performs with pianist Sullivan Fortner. The intimate concert will feature selections from her new album, Dreams and Daggers, and Holiday Surprises. It's at 3 p.m. Get High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center has their annual event, Caroling to the Horses, on December 17th. Enjoy holiday goodies and serenade the herd. Bring horsey treats to stuff the horses' stockings and to share with neighboring rescue farms. That takes place at 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,329.16, the NASDAQ at 6840.08, and the S&P 500 at 2651.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.